to the folk. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-death niggas, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake this. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand from a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this and like that and like this, and Drake creep to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You never been on a ride like this before, with a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick, you know and I know I flow some old funky shit. To add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toke but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this.
And who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode. What a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clocking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So Drake,
what up, dog?
Gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping. City of Compton.
Takes place, so I'll gnash your attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, say your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick. And I talk, but I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTO win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting the shit together like my nigga DOC. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, and it's like that, and like this, and like that, and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill till the next episode.
Celebration. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to ES Beats. We are coming at you from the Mission. A very wet day in San Francisco, but still a lovely one because we are in December and we are in holiday mode. And Leeds won today.
Yeah,
and they beat
one,
Crystal Palace. They destroyed them, really. It was a convincing match.
Yeah, Palace was seventh in the table at the beginning of the match. And they rested, I think they rested their entire starting 11 earlier in the week in a league game. In a cup game. And in anticipation of this one coming to Leeds. And they still lost 4-1. It was amazing.
Yeah, well,
it's been fun. I mean, you don't know what you're going to get. It's funny. Everyone keeps questioning the manager, Farker. And then he'll come out and do something like this. And I'm like, nope, I like him a lot. It's There'll be another match in about a month. I'm like, what is he doing? But I thought it was great.
No.
And I just love ribbing. There's some people in the Leeds United fan club here in the Bay Area. And back home in England, my Auntie Jane in particular, they're just not big Brendan Aaronson fans. And I love the fact that they win when he passes the ball. I mean, I know that he's not great, but I actually really like it. And I love ribbing them. And so whenever he does something good, I make sure to let everyone know. And he set up that second goal. It was awesome. You listen to ES Beats, and we're playing all vinyl today again. Mm-hmm. All artists beginning with the letter D. It's like Sesame Street again. This show is brought to you by the letter D. We had it was a good block there. There was a lot in there. We had It's No Good by Depeche Mode from one of my favorite albums of theirs, Ultra.
Yeah.
After that, we had Nothing But a G Thing by Dr. Dre from The Chronic. Phenomenal album. Then we had, again, Depeche Mode with Black Celebration from 101 Live. If my recollection is correct, DJ Grandpa was at a record store in Southern California years ago. I was in college, and I think it was my freshman year. And he was in this record store looking at music, and they were playing this 101 album in the store.
Oh, in the store?
And he didn't really know who it was, but every song that came on, he really liked it. So he was like staying in the store. So he went and asked them who it was, and that's how he discovered Depeche Mode. And I hadn't really listened to them. I mean, I knew Everything Counts, but I hadn't really listened to them. And it was right when Violator was coming out. He introduced me to Depeche Mode in a way. I mean, I'd listened to one song, and then we ended up getting a bunch of their stuff. And we've seen them together, you know, me, you, and my parents. We've seen them together a couple times. And we've been together, just you and I, a few times, too. The last time we saw them was phenomenal. We were, like, right next to the stage. It was amazing.
I mean, I think it was probably 7th or 8th grade that I had the tape, yes, aging myself, the cassette tape of Construction Time Again. And played so many times, back to back, repeatedly, that my mom, DJ Mimi, literally came into my bedroom and took it out of the player. She was so done here.
Well, she probably didn't like the beginning of the show then, because you weren't here yet. But I played.
No, I heard it in the Uber.
Yeah.
But still, I think she was just like, okay, I can't hear this song or any of these songs again, because I played it literally on repeat.
That's awesome.
Front and back, over and over.
Yeah, they're great. And then we ended things there with two from Daft Punk's 2001. Phenomenal album, Discovery. We did Aerodynamic, followed immediately by Digital Love. I could play that whole album and I'd be happy, but we played two there. All right, so let's go back to some music.
Sure.
It's not going to be Dawn's now. So this is a band called Doors. I'm a big fan of theirs. I've got a few of their albums, but I made the mistake of leaving one of them back at the house, which is the one I was going to play. So I'm going to play this one instead. This song is called Less Than 5 Miles Away. And it's off their album, We're All Gonna Die. This is Doors.
Oh, my. Toodles.
Between the cold drinks in the freezer and the latest tabloid rags, a voice screams over the music, put the money in the bag. No one ever hears his reasons, no one ever hears his name. This is all happening right now, less than 5 miles away. A shifty fortune teller, communion with the dead, lying about the astral plane so she can keep her children fed.
listening to a mother sick with cancer, wondering what she's gonna say. This is all happening right now, less than 5 miles away. This is all happening right now, less than 5 miles away. A stranger in the bushes, looking through the windows of a home. An old woman from the movies has been living there alone. She's home at 7 in the evening. He sees the cold punch in the gate.
moment in his hand. From one way to another, in this long narrow land, it's full of possibility. All to do and only hours, he said, "Oh, this is all yours."
Isn't life under the sun just a crazy, crazy, crazy dream? Isn't life just a mirage of the world before the world, before the world? Why am I here? Am I over, over, over there? Where did time begin? Where does space end? Where do you and I? Where do you and I begin?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Listening to ES Beats, and we're doing the letter D.
All on vinyl from our own personal collection.
That's right.
That's a double album there by Dirty Little Projectors called Bitter. Bitter as in Dunker and Bitter.
Uh-huh.
Bitter Orca from 2009, and the song is called Stillness is the Move.
Oh.
It's a beautiful album. It's amazing, actually. There's a lot of strings and string quartet throughout, and phenomenal stuff. Before that, we had two off the same album. We had... it was Wages Day and Real Gone Kid, which reminds me of my childhood. It was Deacon Blue, When the World Knows Your Name, came out when I was living in a little village near Oxford called Southmore. And I've been on the hunt for some old friends there for a while now. There was three of us, really, but Tom Weaving and I were really close for years. And then Ben also hang out with us, but Tom and I were the closer. And I can't find either of them. And I've just found, it sounds kind of stalkerish. It is stalkerish. I found his wife on Instagram and sent her a message just out of the blue. And she replied and she said, yes, I am indeed Tom's wife. He's going to reach out to you separately. So we are going to talk.
Oh, nice.
She sent me a message this morning. I'm really excited. We haven't talked. I think the last time I saw him was 2009. Oh, no, it wasn't even that. It was 1990. It would have been 95 or 96.
Wow.
Because I don't think you've met him.
No, I haven't.
So I think it was the last time I visited the village before you and I started dating. So it would have been 95. So. Crazy. And then before that was Less Than 5 Miles Away by Doors off their album We're All Gonna Die. I didn't play that song because I thought it was a bit
much. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to ES Beats today. We are here every Saturday from 2 till 4, except next Saturday we won't be in here.
No.
We will be somewhere else. But I think we'll be able to be back in time for the following week, which will be January 3rd.
Correct.
Yeah, we're going to start the new year with the letter E.
Oh.
So get ready with your bingo cards. There's going to be a lot of elbow.
Oh, boy,
But there'll be a lot of other stuff, too. We might have to do two shows of E, to be honest.
Do we have a lot?
Yeah, there's a lot of D we didn't play, too. I didn't do any Miles Davis.
Oh.
There's so much Dylan that I didn't get to, although we are going to do two now.
Okay.
I'm going to do one of my favorite old Dylan songs and then a phenomenal new song. I played it on the show, I think 2 years ago when it came out, but I own it on vinyl, so I'm really excited to get to play it on vinyl. It's a song called Murder Most Foul. It's unbelievable. It's all about Kennedy's assassination.
Ooh.
But before that, we're going to play this one. Given the rain outside and everything that's going on, with the weather. We get it for like 6 or 7 days.
Yep.
And also metaphorically, you know, there's an analogy here too. So, yeah. Toodles, everyone. We are going to go a little long today because we've only got 17 minutes left, and one of the songs I'm playing is 17 minutes long.
Oh, geez. Toodles.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrist and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just to think till it all began on an uneventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Well, the deputy walks on hard nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I've heard newborn babies wailing like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I bargained for salvation and she gave me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, I got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. We'll be right back.
Bob Dylan there. Shelter from the Storm off of Blood on the Tracks. Phenomenal album. How you doing on the original?
I'm doing well.
We got time for one more song.
Uno más.
Which is pretty crazy because it's 3:48, but it's a long one, everyone. So I hope you strap in wherever you are. Just this is not a dance around song. This is an amazing. It's basically just freeform poetry to music. I think it's really wonderfully done. It's the last album I bought by Bob Dylan. I don't know if he's released one since this album. The album is called Rough and Rowdy Ways, and it came out a couple of years ago. Came out. There's no date on here. Yeah, Rough and Rowdy Ways, and it's got a song on here called Murder Most Foul, and it's all about the Kennedy assassination and those turbulent times at the time, and I thought it would be appropriate to play this today, Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
And here's the Murder Most Foul by Bob Dylan for everyone out there, so if you're listening with headphones, I highly recommend it, because it's just a wonderful lyricist dream, to be honest.
Yeah.
Toodles.
Toodles.
It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63, a day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a right line, good day to be living and a good day to die. He led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do. We know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts. We've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred, without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise, right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh wolfman, oh wolfman, howl. Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bums coming, all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and over the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beach. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the ballot, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn. I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot him while he runs, boy. Shoot him while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leonard, no. Shut your mouth, say it, arise, hold out. Business is business, and it's a murder most found. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the ancient queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in the lap. I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter, no quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years, they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. The gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie. You fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Superdus film, I've seen that before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the image of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What I say? I said the soul of a nation been torn away, and it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the name.